Hello, everyone. This is Mark Viquez, and you're listening to the Ballpark Hunter podcast. I'm also the regional correspondent for the website Stadium Journey. And you can check out our reviews and stories at stadiumjourney.com, the industry's leader in sports reviews, sports stadium reviews, and arenas. With me tonight, once again, second time, is Mark Witt. He is the GM of Can USA Sports, which own and operate the Elmira Pioneers and the Batavia Muck Dogs of the Perfect Game Collegiate Baseball League. And they have another team to add to their roster. It's the brand new Niagara Falls Americans, who are going to be playing in a few months. Should be an exciting time, and Mark's going to tell us all about it. Welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for having me again. I know we had a good chat before about us.
Oh, yeah.
And some of these parks, especially that Penn League that sort of blew up, and now this opportunity in Niagara, we're super excited.
Yeah, I know. I noticed the logo a few months ago, the Americans, and
yeah,
I was like, okay, they have a new team. They came out with the logo that I like. You know, you're gonna be called the Americans. You're gonna have to have an eagle. But who came up with that name, and who created the logo?
Yeah, so I've learned in my world of sports, sometimes, you know, you can over, like when it comes to logos and rebranding, people sort of overthink a lot. And I do too. I'm thinking, oh man, we came up with all these crazy concepts. And
okay,
one of the funny parts is I realize when it comes to branding, almost it's like keep it simple is the formula. You know, you have to say what city you're playing in, what your team is, and what sport it is. You know, like if you're just a person, if I were to say Niagara Falls Americans and you close your eyes, you might go, are you hockey? Are you baseball? But then you see a logo and our guy's holding the bat. Oh, it's baseball. So it's almost like I like that sort of, you know, spell it out formula for the fans. So it's like that's kind of like our tradition, you know, our muck dogs holding the bat, you know, things like that. So on that note, though, the idea – came from ownership group there with Robbie Nichols. He is from Canada, Canadian guy, played hockey his whole life, and would always come and play tournaments in Niagara Falls, New York. And there's Niagara Falls, Ontario. So in his brain, he's going, everybody talks about Niagara Falls, and they seem to always talk about Niagara Falls, Canada.
Definitely.
Now, this is Niagara Falls, New York. So he's going, first of all, who's going to hate the Americans if you're in America? That's a great name. And on the flip side to that would be, well, we're in Niagara Falls, New York. So we're here to show that there's another Niagara Falls and come over here and see what we got to offer. So it's going to be good kind of on that local scale of when you, if you know, if I were to be someone that grew up in Niagara Falls, there's a lot going on there where people think, you know, who there's schools here, people live here. Like it's somewhere, it's like a tourist attraction. So we're giving them their own hometown team and we're letting them know, yep, there's Niagara Falls, Canada, but you're in Niagara Falls, America. And we got the Americans baseball team and that's what we're going for.
Well, I guess that also solves the problem with phone calls or emails saying, hey, do you play in Ontario, New York?
So look at you. You're thinking ahead because I just called an organization and he said, are you from Canada or New York? And then I said, my name is Americans. And he goes, oh, that was a dumb question to ask.
I guess that helps just take away all, because all those phone calls. So I can imagine, you know, like, where do you guys play? Because, you know, I don't know if Niagara Falls, Ontario has a ballpark, but, you know, I know Niagara Falls, New York has, because minor league baseball, the New York Penn League, dates back to the 30s with the Rainbows. And then you had the White Sox operating there and the Rapids for many years.
Rapids, yep.
And
we kicked around a few names, Rainbow. Barrels was out there, you know, with the waterfalls. And again, though, what you just said, it all pointed back to, first of all, the uniforms are going to look extremely sharp. I mean, red, white, and blue, the flag, you know, there's a lot to play with there. But the flip side would be that point right there. We're drawing our line in the sand. We're the Americans. We're on the American side of the falls. Yeah. You know, don't have to worry about Canada. Don't get me wrong. We've already talked to some groups and companies from the Canadian side that plan on doing things with us. But long story short, we're the Niagara County, New York's team.
Yeah. Yeah. And I know when the name first came out, I was I don't think I ever wrote the articles, but I was like, oh, you know, would it be great if they went with daredevils or something with barrels?
Wow, I love that. Daredevils was like literally second choice.
Wow. Wow.
We were going with Daredevils. Really, it was close. And we just thought, you know what? Again, back to keeping it simple. Because also, Niagara Falls, Daredevils baseball is a mouthful. That's a mouthful.
Yeah. Yeah. That's another thing. You have to kind of sound these out, you know. And then if you say, even if you say Niagara Falls Rapids, you might be thinking of a tourist attraction.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, oh, let's walk down and watch the falls. I mean, I've spent a lot of, I used to spend a few summers up there on both sides. And yeah, you're right. It's, you know, the Canadian side gets all the glitz and the American side is sort of, has seen better days, or has it? What's the town like when you visit?
So it I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania. So Niagara Falls was a trip for me all the time. I mean, I could more than I can count. Canadian side and American side. It's not a bad drive. And I was shocked, you know, Niagara Falls when we went there. The casino there, it's like, wow, you know, it's a great casino, and you get up there and there's all these businesses around there, but it's unique because, you know, it is a tourist. It's a pretty decent city. It's also touristy, and then you also have traffic. So there are some parts where we got there and we're like, there's some rougher parts up here that I had no idea were part of Niagara Falls.
Wow.
So we kind of started to poke around a little more and learn more about, you know, businesses that have been there forever, businesses that have closed, you know, organizations and nonprofits and just different things. And it's got a unique look because I think, I don't want to say, you know, I would assume with when COVID kind of hit, a lot of things changed. You know, it was a very big, like, you stay in Niagara Falls, you know, and the border was shut down. And I think that maybe log jammed some things up there and some different things happened and different businesses closed and different businesses didn't work. So it was like, almost like now it's starting that the dust is clearing, you know, like, hey, Niagara Falls, we're back. There is a ton of individuals that, yes, it's like we deal with that where it you have your core community, but at the same time, like 1.2 million or something come in the summer, so that's when we're playing, and we've never had to deal with that kind of an animal where, you know, we're only catering to the community. Now it's like, well, we can cater to the community and we can cater to a million people as well. Like, it's pretty unique.
So what are, you know, I read an article, maybe a release, saying it's a good market that just needs some work. So obviously, what are some things you're going to do, and what are some things you're going to try to attract those 1.2 million people that visit the city?
So, and you're dead on, because like we are great in a sense of we have now are on our third team. So there's some of the brands like the Bully Hills, the Coca-Colas, the Casella Wastes, you know, that are Wegmans, Tops, that are Tops. You know, New York State staples. Like, these are businesses that are in New York State and they follow us around. So we got a good stump. It's like, I call it, you know, the good core. But then what makes your community, you know, like Hilliard Corporation, Elmira is nowhere anywhere near Batavia or Niagara. They're Hilliard, they're Elmira, New York, and they do great things for us there, where on that, you know, same style, it's like, we got to find the Hilliards of Niagara Falls. And that's what you were kind of hinting at. And one of those is the casino. You know, they've stepped up pretty big already to get involved with us and do some fun events. And just that, it's uncovering the big guys like the casino. And then, you know, we always joke with people, whether you got, you know, $500 sponsor or, you know, something crazy, we're going to work with you. And even if it's a small eatery, a local cafe, we've teamed up with a few of them already. We want to highlight everybody, you know, whether you're a corporate guy that knows us or whether you're someone that's just, hey, I've been living in Niagara Falls, I've had this little corner bar for 17 years. Who are you? We're going to work with you. So I agree with that in a sense that it's waiting to be unleashed. But, you know, as anyone says, it's much easier said than done. We still have a ton of work to do. We got to hit the pavement. We got to hit the phone. So it luckily for us, you know, we do this for a living. So we're ready for the challenge.
Yeah, definitely do it for the living, because the last owner of the Power, which I thought was owned by the university.
Oh, there's There's a couple of stories there.
Yeah.
We joke, we met with the university. So they're gonna jump on board to support us for a big Niagara University night.
Okay.
And we're working on them on some things. They kind of my owner says they got us into this mess. You know, they started this new baseball that I think they were the NYCBL.
That's right. Yeah, in the
And
beginning.
it was ran as really a great tool for students to learn what it's like to work in
Yeah,
sports.
Sports, the sports much
Exactly.
management, yeah.
It looked, but the backup on that, there's sports is it's a thousand things, but really the main thing is sales. if you don't have the corporate dollars and the tickets, really you can have the greatest social media in the world, the greatest broadcaster in the world, you know, the greatest food in the world. If no one's there, what does it matter? You know, it's tough to adjust for that. So it seemed like a lot of these students were applying and learning in the world of sports, but sales may have not have been the core. And at that point, the team changed a little. Then they switched owners a few times. They moved to our league. And same thing, you know, I think it's just one of those things where I'll never forget. I think it might've been 3 years ago. When the Power first joined the league, and I said, wow, Niagara has a stadium I didn't even know. And I saw the turf, and I remember thinking, wow, that place is gorgeous. And then they had, it was still by the university, they had camera angles. They had a guy down at first base, a guy behind home plate. They had two broadcasters. The production of their games was incredible. I go, we don't do that. We don't have camera angles and commentators, and you know, they had instant replay. It was great. I watched the game. It was Pioneers versus the Power on a Sunday afternoon, and I'm watching this like I'm watching something on ESPN. You know, the
that
quality
good,
is
that good,
amazing.
Okay.
But then they turn and show the stands, and there's 58 people
yeah.
there,
yeah,
and it's 4,000 seat arena, and I'm going, wow, that's probably why this is not going to work. You know, that's why it's not going to work. You can, and so on that note. It churned up through a couple different people. Other owners have established some good leads, some different things for the stadium. So we're kind of able to grab onto those and then do what we do, which is go in there and tell the community, buy a sign, buy season tickets, bring your group out, or it's going to go away, you know?
Yeah, you're going to have a lot of fun. And, you know, that's the key there. It's when I was starting out in the sports manager business, it's like if you could sell tickets, you'll always have a job.
Yeah.
And well, it can be tough, but if you have a bulldog mentality, and of course, I'm coming out thinking, well, I want to work in the front office. I want to be a PR director. I want to do promotions. But yeah, you got to get the people into the stands. So it's all about those corporate dollars and buying a sign. And hopefully people are like, okay, this looks like fun. Let's do it.
Yep.
You know, because I don't know what the attitude up there is. I mean, is there any ill will between them and the Power?
I've noticed two types of people. One would be your Rapids jersey shows us the people that talk about the glory days. And you know, it's just like, oh, when I was a kid, I'd walk down to South Miami, I would catch foul, you know, that those stories, which we get Elmira, you know, Elmira's 1888 and, you know, Batavia's 1939.
Yeah, these teams are way
we
back.
We wanted those stories, which, you know, Niagara's similar in that boat with the Penn League and the Rainbows, like you said. So we were glad to meet those people. And then there's the people like I'll call a school in Lewiston, New York, which isn't that far. And I say they got a baseball team and they're going, huh? What? There's a stadium that seats 4,000 in Niagara County. Like they have no clue that that's been there. And it's great because we're going to educate them. They're going to come to a game. They're going to have a blast and they're probably going to come back. So it's those two people. No one has really been against the grain, like, you know, I don't care. That's place to dump. Like it's in great shape. It's a unique spot. And the other thing is the word Niagara Falls has such a unique, you know, Niagara Falls. Do you think of the falls? Well, people live there, you know, like I'm from Erie, Pennsylvania, like, man, I go Seawolves, go Otters. Like those are my teams. And like, there's people just like that, that are going to be excited to cheer on their Americans. Like that's what they want to do.
Yeah, no, definitely that. And you know, you want to get the folks out there for promotional nights and the families out there with their kids to entertain them. So it's a whole lot of things you could be doing this summer. So what are you doing right now to prepare? You know, how's the team looking? Anything you're working on right now as we speak?
Yeah, so today was, you know, like you just said, the Bulldogs. You know, we're talking 50 to 100 outbound calls a day because we got the three teams. And luckily for me, Elmira is a well-oiled machine. The sponsors are pretty much moving. Batavia, you know, if I always said that, if I had to judge it, Elmira is at like an 85-90%. Batavia is at like a 75%, and Niagara's just getting going, you know, with the sponsors and different things. So we have time, and the flip side to that would be that, you know, the other world, what you just mentioned, getting things going, getting people in the seats. I just text my coach from Elmira, hey, I got a high school band in the first three games. I got three schools singing the national anthem. I got this group that brought 200 for their little league. So, like, my people that I know in Elmira are gone, Batavia is gone. And now with Niagara, it's the opposite. It's, I don't know who you are. You don't know who I am. Let's get something going. And there's been some people that have just been, like, out of a cannon, ready to go. Like, there. Luckily for us, there was one local organization up there that is part of a travel a league, the Thunderwolves. And he, when I called him, he said, you know, I've gone a couple of Muck Dogs games and they've been exciting, packed. Yes. And when I found out that you guys were the Niagara people, he's like, we're going to just keep it going right here. Yeah. So he's excited and stuff like that is getting somebody excited. I just had a brand new organization, who's sang at some Bisons games, but she said to me, well, you guys are 5 minutes down the road. Why would I go to Buffalo, New York to sing at the, you know, and it's not a competition thing. It's just, again, that's where we're going to tap into these people and get them excited and get the support. So in terms of us doing things, you know, there's our generic, you know, dollar dog, $2 beer, fireworks, t-shirt giveaway night, you know, mini bats. We got those going. And then luckily for us, I always love using this example. You get to start to get the pulse of like the community, you know, in Elmira, we do a very big domestic violence awareness night. There was a story out here that was extremely impactful and it raises so much money for the Catholic Charities and the team wears purple. That's the color. And it's a big night. I don't do that in Batavia, but in Batavia, I do a very big, like Strikeout Cancer Night. We do a great partnership with the Cancer Research Center up there and we have survivors out and it's great. And then Niagara Falls, there's a great Native American heritage there. We're going to look at doing something larger scale for them, which we don't necessarily have that type of community in Elmira, Batavia. So it's fun to see what you're going to do that makes your community special, you know?
Wow, that's a lot to think about, you know, for the GM. And I'm sure you're doing most – how many people on your staff are working right now? Is it
– I mean, it's tough to say. I love using this example. It's me and my, you know, my partner, Robbie, we're just sales guys. Yeah. So we're the guys running and gunning right now.
Yeah.
You know, and then we sort of set up the dominoes and everything's ready. And then the other people come to execute, you know, like we have social media and broadcasting and food and beverage and game operations, you know. But for the most part, it's really me and Robbie right now. This is when we're, you know, we always say we're like digging the dirt and finding out who's getting assigned. And but then obviously the actual execution, it's a whole team. You know, we'll have about, I don't know, maybe 10 to 12 interns at each spot. And then on top of that, you know, we have like assistant GMs we bring in for the summer that we hire on. And then obviously our food and beverage staff is just massive and completely different. But in terms of actual baseball operations, we're also big on, you mentioned the GM, we hire a coach for a reason. That's their world. You know, yeah. They recruit, they do all that. We don't have one say in who's on this roster because we're worried about the other stuff. And I think that's why it works, you know. Our Elmira Pioneers went to the championship last year and lost. Batavia Muck Dogs went in 2022. I mean, sorry, 2020, yeah, 2022, but they lost. But the Muck Dogs have been in first place the last 2 years. Like, we have very competitive teams for two organizations that actually really care about just putting butts in the seats.
No, you're right, because I think you told me when you went to Elmira, you like, I think they were drawing about 400 people a game, yeah. And you upped that to – I want to say 4,000.
Yeah, so we I got this burn in my brain by now, telling some of the businesses in Niagara, but Elmira was about 500 a night, 3,100. They're sixth in the nation out of the 169 teams. And then the Muck Dogs were just about, I think they were like 1,100, 1,200 a night. We got them to 2,200 a night. They're 20th in the nation. So we have a goal for Niagara. It's 4,000. We're hoping to be at like 2,500 a night for them.
Yeah, so how can we think a lot of teams fail when it comes to marketing? Like, what do you guys have that is sort of like a like magic touch? Is it something simple, or do you have to have it? Do you have to be born with that mentality?
I don't know. I tell people two different things. I always tell them I'm not a smart guy. Like R&D, rip off and duplicate. However, when I was at the Columbus Blue Jackets and I was their number one sales rep and doing group events, my boss pulled me aside and said, "Hey, just so you know, you need to know there's never going to be another Mark Witt. So if you become a boss and want to train people to sell, don't think they can just do what you do. You have a drive,
Yes.
you have a work ethic, and that's why you're successful. But yes, you can share some of those tactics with people, but don't just expect, like, don't downplay your success." But so on that note, Robbie's the same way. Everywhere he's gone, he's done a great job promoting and doing things, and he's a go-getter. And I think with us together, having Robbie will have a night where one of the largest companies in the area gets 500 tickets for a fireworks night, and then I have three schools that needed 300 tickets each. And all of a sudden, boom, without even selling one ticket, you know what I mean? We're like halfway sold out in Batavia, like snap of a finger. So that's the stuff where I think it's also we're doing it now. We love to use the slogan. It'll be Monday morning and you sit down with your office staff and you go, "Hey, we got a big game Friday. We can make the playoffs. What are we gonna do to sell it out?" And me and Robbie always laugh. "You're gonna do nothing. You need at least 2 months to do anything with a game. So if you're not planning now, you
Oh
might as
yeah.
well just, it is what it is. You can think you're gonna do something crazy and get them in the door, but without getting people to commit, without getting people excited, before the season even starts, it's tough, man."
No, you're right. And you guys started a little bit late this year too, so
Yeah,
wait till you have an
exactly.
off season.
Yeah. Well, that we joked about that where Niagara Falls, yeah, it was like middle of December, and we were getting so nervous because I'm sitting here thinking, like, some of these organizations I deal with, they'll just tell you, like, "Oh, that sounds great for next year." You know
Yeah,
what I
no.
mean?
No, I remember in Cincinnati, I worked for a soccer team, and I came in February to plan for a season that started in April.
There you
And
go.
they're like, "Well, that sounds like a good idea, but we're committed with that sponsorship money." And there was a bunch of others that wanted nothing to do with us. So they told us that screw off.
Yeah, we always tell people, our job's not hard, but it isn't easy. You're asking people for money. You know
Yeah.
what I mean? That's what you're doing. It's not fun. I'm not sitting here digging a ditch, but at the same time, asking someone for discretional income is not easy. However, on the flip side, we're asking for fun. I'm not trying to change your insurance. I'm not trying to sell you a printer. I'm not trying to sell you a drug, a prescription drug. I'm literally telling you, come out to the baseball game and have fun. Who doesn't like that,
Yeah, no, you hope. So you talked about food and management. Are we gonna expect anything new in Niagara Falls,
Oh yeah, we're gonna
concession
do our
wise?
typical dog and pony. We got the wine slushies, alcohol sales, hot dog, hamburger, pizza. We're going standard ballpark food. I don't know yet how much capability for the menu, like the variety with the size of the kitchen. But luckily for me, we do a great job of categorizing people, and I don't get to touch that category that much.
Yeah.
But I do know that when we're putting out a product, we always joke with people, just close your eyes. It's hot dog, hamburger. You're at a ballpark. That's what's going on. Get a beer, get a burger, get a dog. That's what's going on.
Any poutine?
It's funny because we did a Canadian night at Par in Batavia, and
No,
Robbie's
okay.
Canadian, so he's all excited. And now that he's this close, he's like,
Yeah.
"We gotta be doing." He is excited. So it'll be interesting to see. I don't think they have fryers though, for
Yeah,
French fries.
that will.
That would kill us. So we'll see. Maybe we could do like a poutine nacho or something, but
Why not,
up in the air, we'll see.
Yeah, I know in New Jersey, where I'm from, we used to eat at a diner. We would have French fries with gravy and mozzarella cheese, and we would call that disco fries.
Oh, there you go.
And it's not the same as poutine because they have cheese curds.
Yeah,
But
real
yeah,
cheese.
if you threw, I don't know, gravy on tortilla chips with mozzarella cheese, I don't know.
Yeah, nachos are kind of our thing. Nelly's nachos, they're big. We do have a new item in Batavia. It'll be the garbage, the casella garbage plate, because garbage plates are big up there in Rochester. So
Yeah.
Casella jumped on board to sponsor. It's going to come in a Muck Dog's helmet. So that'll be a new fun one this year.
Yeah, good old garbage plate, which I don't think I've something I've heard about, I know about, but I've never had. Never.
It's like designed to
Yeah.
give you a stomach ache,
Yeah.
but it's also designed for like the ball. It's like, it's fun. It's fun
Yeah.
food, if that makes sense.
It's something you just have every now and then.
Yeah.
You
You
don't
gotta
want.
do it. You gotta do it. You gotta do it.
No, definitely. So you talked about the ballpark. They have a brand new turf that is among the best in the league. Anything else new at the ballpark? I know there was a, almost $2 million invested in it
Yeah.
this past year.
So we're, to be fair with that, I guess I don't want to overstep, but
Okay.
we're looking at a suite area. I think that's going to definitely happen. The premium
Yes.
seating. One of the big things we do, the way the stadium's designed, is it's almost like a V perfectly, and the outsides are bleachers, and then when you get in the middle, there's about 300 backed chairs.
Yep.
And with numbers, those are going to include in-seat wait staff. That's something we always do. So if you're a VIP season ticket holder, your seat's guaranteed. It's numbered. It's right behind home plate, and you're going to get in-seat wait staff. So that might be something to call new. We're going to jazz up the picnic area. We're very big on company picnics, so we talked about that. One thing that's extremely unique about this ballpark is behind it is a community center with a pool.
Oh
So
yeah.
tons of foul balls go into the pool. So we'll see how we're gonna see how we can get some foul balls back, and maybe some promo, get them out of the pool, bring them back, get a prize or something.
Yeah, kind of like McCovey's Cove over in San Francisco.
Yeah, there
Yeah.
you go.
Yeah,
Do
but
something better.
it's funny how you mentioned that pool. I remember reading an article, I think it was from 1969, 1970, where when the Buffalo Bisons were playing there. Because they were having issues at their ballpark in Buffalo. I guess they would have a young girl in a bikini fetch the
Oh, geez.
balls, which I don't think you can do. I
You're
don't
gonna
think
give
you,
us
yeah.
you're gonna give
And
us tons of ideas here. Watch.
she would just sit at the pole, and whenever a ball went there, she'd come running in and returning it. I should send you that article just
Oh, you definitely should, because
for kicks and giggles. Hopefully I can find it. I got it somewhere, but.
we did in one of our hockey teams, we had the enforcers. We had a hot tub by the
Oh yeah, the
visitors bench.
enforcers.
Yeah, so that any type of extra fun and shenanigans, that might be a great idea. I'm gonna have to make a note there. That's pretty good stuff. Because yes, it's right behind us. They're our neighbors.
Yeah. And now is the barber chair still there?
No, it's not.
No.
I've heard a lot. So that was something we talked about getting back. I did read more on him, with the close shaves, with the pitches, and then obviously he didn't shave to look a little more intimidating.
Yeah,
And
Sal Magley, the
yes.
famous son from Niagara Falls, born and raised,
Yes.
played. I think he played for the Giants, Yankees, and Dodgers. He's one of the.
The stat I heard, only player to ever play for all three New
Yeah,
York
all
franchises,
three.
right?
And then he was on
Yes.
the, I believe he was on the 54 World Championship team. So
Yes. There's a
great name.
bar across there, and he's got a mural on the side, and that we just met with them, sports, forget the grill, Stadium Grill, sorry, Stadium
Yeah.
Grill. And that he was telling me all kinds of stories the other day about old Sal and all the memorabilia. So we plan, that's what we live on. We tap into history. It makes sense. It's their community,
Yeah, 'cause I know that yeah, that was the famous, thing there, the barber chair, and people would get, I don't know if people would actually get a cut or it was just there as a, memorial to him, but
No,
something weird, something weird.
we'll be looking into that for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're that is it's good stuff there. It's great. There's two little bars right across the street, so we're looking forward to having, some pregame parties and having some fun.
Yeah, you're right. Because, like I said earlier, there was back in 1983, ESPN actually, it was recorded locally and sent to ESPN. And it was this rededication of the stadium in honor of Sal Magley. And they had this bus excursion. And it was like what, 30-second
It
ride
is.
from,
It's a,
yeah, it's
yeah,
right.
you,
You could walk there quicker than
you
taking a
can, you
bus,
can, you
but
can.
that
There's
was the whole thing. So they redid that last year for the 40th, which I didn't know. I wish I would have, you know.
Yeah, that's cool. There's Stadium Grill and then Sammy's Pizza, which Sammy's Pizza is going to be our official pizza of
Nice.
the Niagara Falls. So that's that right there would be
Sammy's
touching
Pizza.
on. We can sprinkle in local, you know, we work with Papa John's and all those companies are great with us, but it's also great to get, you know, we have Ficarella's in Batavia and now we got Sammy's Pizza in Niagara Falls. So that's how these things work. You know, get a local guy, get him to make some pies and it's good stuff.
Yeah, how's the pizza up there? Is it New York style? Is it Buffalo, Western New York? I hear.
It's Buffalo. What is it? Copper char, I think they call the pepperonis up
Yeah,
there.
yeah.
Yeah, all that stuff. It's good. I'm from Erie, so chicken wings, buffalo wing, like that's my style. So the cuisine for me, it's not good for you, but it tastes great.
No, well, none of the food we like is good for us. It's always you how many calories are in there and how much salt's in there.
Oh, the salt.
Yeah, and then you look at the scale and you're like, ooh, I gotta get on a diet. So I definitely understand. So exciting times, Niagara Falls Americans. And when does
Yeah.
the season start for
So this year the PGCBL will be kicking
Panthers?
off. Well, the schedule's not officially out, but we're able May 31st for us. I don't want to say maybe a team a day or two earlier than that. I don't
Okay,
know,
yeah.
but we're going Pioneers May 31st, Batavia Muck Dogs June 1st. We've asked the league to send Niagara on the road the first week, so Niagara's home opener will be Friday, June 7th. So we have an extra week to sort of get an extra pop there. So. Those are our golden days. The Muck Dogs are going to play the Pioneers, then the Pioneers are going to play the Muck Dogs, and then the Muck Dogs are going to go to Niagara Falls for home openers. So
Yeah.
it's going to be great. I'm excited for that too. We got the Muck Dogs Mafia in Batavia. There's about 350 of them that are strong. So with the drive being only 50 minutes,
Oh, God.
we're thinking we're going to have a strong presence of Muck Dog fans in Niagara on opening day.
Yeah, just like a like get the mafia out there and they can have their own section and they can have a
Yeah.
cheering section and yell like kind of like what they do in Danville and
Yeah.
Danville in Burlington, North Carolina, Danville, Virginia. They're
Now
only a few minutes like
that's
yeah, what
our
an hour.
that's our that's our plan because we're hoping when people understand the product we're bringing,
Yeah.
when they got these guys going on the road, they might be like, I got to bring it. You know, I got to get my American jersey. I got to start screaming
That's
and
right.
yelling. And these are my guys, you know.
Yeah, no, not so have the jerseys been released? Have you?
No, we're gonna do something with I got a peek at a mock-up. I think we're gonna do some tweaks. You know, it again, that's another part with the American. It's fun to play with, you know, red, white, and blue, stars, stripes. So we got some ideas. But we'll have an unveil for that very, very soon. Again, we were behind the eight ball, but we want to get that out. We want to release all three together. Elmira and Batavia, we've kind of had a standard. We're going back and forth on some different styles, and we've surveyed. Sometimes we survey the team, you know, just to say, hey, what do you guys like best, and what can we change? So, with Niagara, we're going brand new. Red, white, and blue is the colors, and we'll have something out soon.
Yeah, pullovers, button tops.
The buttons, always the
Okay.
buttons. Yeah,
Yeah.
we go buttons. Yeah, we're a little old school with that, but at the same time, you know, the it's. I don't know. I was never a baseball jersey guy, and man, when it comes to summertime now, that's all I wear. I can't wear anything
Yeah,
else.
no, I'm with you there. I'm with you there. My problem is I'll buy a jersey a couple years ago and I wear it and I'm like, man, my gut's sticking out of here. Have I gained that
Gotta
much weight? What the heck?
be careful.
Yeah, but I gotta say these new Nike jerseys that they release, everybody's making fun of them.
I saw
But a double X fits me with plenty of room. So
that.
they did one thing right. They
They got it right.
make yeah, a big guy like me can fit into your
They
jersey
gave him.
without feeling squashed in
Yeah,
there.
that's good.
So, all right. So exciting times, Mark. I appreciate you coming on here. Anything else you want to say about the Americans or one of your other teams?
You know, I would just say we're excited to see where this will go. I'll use our slogan again. We own the team. The community has the keys to keep it open. You know, like if we feel strong and it's going to be a good market. Elmira has been amazing. Batavia has not, honestly, we joke about it. I met with some guys locally there in Batavia not too long ago, and they said what we've done, it's almost like a lightning bolt, and everybody is behind us, win or lose. Like, they're like, we thought our Muck Dogs were going away, and you guys came in with this new brand of having fun, and people are there, and I don't even care what the score is. So the Muck Dogs are going strong. We actually got a 17-year lease extension there. So even we will be there for 20 seasons in Dwyer Stadium, CAN USA. Elmira, we're about to meet about what's going on with Dunfield. We've had them, though, for 13 seasons. And now with Niagara, it's 3-year lease, option to get two more for five. We just got to see where this is going to go. You know, like you've mentioned, your Rapids jersey is the last success I've heard for Niagara Falls some baseball. So we're hoping that we just get in there, you know, get our hands in the dough, get some people involved, and it should be just great summer for baseball. Great, you know, great way to keep the sport alive, you know, old school stuff. Just going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah. And that's, that'd be a great story if you can, you know, resurrect Niagara Falls baseball. Cause it's been a long time.
Yeah. Don't tell me that. Cause I did have a guy, we met with this big business owner, and he said, if you can get that thing going, you might be able to part the Red Sea. That thing hasn't been going in so long. So I was getting nervous. I'm like, what are we getting into? But to be fair, we're off to a very good start. Yeah. Like you said, we're late, but we're off to a very good start for how late we are. And we have realistic goals.
You did well in Elmira, which was abandoned by minor league. People in Batavia were freaking out about being in summer collegiate. Now they're probably saying, what the heck were we complaining about?
They were. I had one guy, I remember, I'll never forget. He came in and he even told me, he goes, I wasn't going to renew my season tickets because you're in collegiate baseball. He goes, but if I don't renew them, someone's going to take them. And I go, yeah. You know, he goes, there's a lot of fans here now. And obviously, you know, we get a little lucky. We've had a few local guys sprinkle on these rosters, and that creates more buzz. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, they're sprinkling on a roster because they're they go to Akron and Ohio. They're D1 athletes, you know? So it's not like they're just, hey, we just signed this guy that goes to, you know, community college. Like, no, these guys are playing good baseball and they're just from Batavia, which makes your community even more excited, you know, when you think about it. So we get a little lucky there, and exactly what you just said. I always joke people, if you can really tell if a guy's throwing 89 miles an hour or 94 miles an hour, I think you're a baseball freak, and I understand that's great. The Bisons are right down the road. The New York Yankees, you know, are in New York City, go check them out. But right now, these guys are your hometown Muck Dogs, they're your Americans, your Pioneers. Come support them, you know?
Yeah, like I said, the tickets, I think it was $10 for adults and
$5 for kids. And every single night you walk away with an item. There's a giveaway, and we do four fireworks shows in each park. You know, just your standard minor league stuff, dollar beer, dollar dog, all that stuff. So it's a good time out, and you know, we're excited for next year. I really appreciate the time. I know I got to shine some light on us, and I don't mean to toot our own horn, but we're excited for Niagara Falls, and there should be some people there.
Yeah, and hopefully you get those caps out soon, because I know the collectors are going to be.
Yeah, we're gearing up, and I am going to take some notes here. I need to get a barbershop chair and the bikini ball fetcher. That'll be the
bikini ball. Or you can get a young good looking guy to fetch.
Oh yeah, we'll go both. I like that. Yeah. We'll go both. We'll have male, female ball fetchers.
Yeah. All right, Mark. Appreciate you coming on.
Hey, have a great day.
You too. All right. That was Mark Witt. He's the GM of CAN USA Sports. They own the Americans along with the Muck Dogs and the Elmira Pioneers. So I had a nice little conversation with him. He did mention that their ownership group is very tight with the Welland Jackfish up in the Intercounty Baseball League, just across the border in there in Ontario, Canada. So that'd be cool if those guys can play a game, but who knows? Niagara Falls actually wrote an article about the team, and it said baseball always finds its way back to Niagara Falls, and it has once again. Just when you think it's over, it comes back. So Niagara Falls Americans are now the new team that'll be calling Sal Magley Stadium its home. And I think when I wrote this article, they were the Niagara Falls Power. So I think when I wrote this, let me see. Yeah, this is when they were owned by Niagara University. That's when I wrote the articles. So yeah, once again, they find a way back. And he mentioned that the Power had a few different owners during its time, but you know, they're in good hands, and I wish them all the best. If I could make it up there to Niagara Falls this summer or the summer after, you know darn well I'll be checking out that stadium because you know Sal Magley has been one of those stadiums I've been wanting to see for a very long time. But let's be honest, I don't know if I would have been excited sitting at a ballpark with 40 people last summer. So if they can bring it, you know, they can bring it. Like Kirsten Dunst and Gabby Union, I'm definitely there. So folks, thank you. Thank you for checking out the Ballpark Hunter podcast. I appreciate everybody coming on here and listening. We know you have your choice of ballpark podcast, baseball podcast to listen to. There's a lot of great ones out there. I'm just some guy in Indiana doing it by myself, and I'm doing it just for you. I also like doing it. You know, if I didn't like doing it, I would have given this up and went on to learning how to play the pan flute. But let me know how I'm doing. I do like some feedback. You know, am I interrupting my guests too often? Do you want me to bring up some other things? You know, are you interested in having me get somebody else on? I know Zach Beeson has given me some ideas. I try. I reach out to people. Mark was nice enough to get back to me pretty quickly. And that's how we did the interview. So second time on here, and I love to have him back on in the future once the Americans have played a season and we can see what went right and what didn't go right. So until then, folks, if you are in Niagara Falls this summer, and I know you might, who wouldn't be in that area? Check out the Americans. Check out the Jackfish across the border. Maybe check out the wineries. Check out the scenes. This, you know, and have fun. You can have a nice little weekend trip to Niagara Fall regions. Or hopefully you have a passport. You know, you do need a passport. So some people are like, hey, do you need a passport to go into Canada from the US? Yes, you do. Unless you have one of those driver's license from New York or Michigan, but you would know that already. So what, folks? Check me out, Ballpark Hunter at Twitter, Twitch, TikTok, Instagram, Friendster, AOL chat room, at your local Sam Goody. Just kidding. You know where to find me, Ballpark Hunter, especially on YouTube. I got videos coming out left and right. It's basketball season right now, so a lot of them are focusing on hardwood. So baseball will be coming up in a few months, and we will be, well, baseball's going on right now, spring training. So we will have some more videos up for you. So until next time, my friends, take care, have a great day, and happy hunting.